You earned it, you saved it, and you should keep it. You're tuned into the Power of Zero Show with your host, national best-selling author, David McKnight. David has taught his strategies to millions of Americans through his books, TV appearances, and documentary, and has personally helped thousands of retirees protect their wealth and live out the American dream. So, get ready to take control of your future and get on the path to zero taxes in retirement, because it's time for the Power of Zero Show and your host, David McKnight.
Welcome to the Power of Zero Show. This is your host, David McKnight. Today, we're going to talk about the reality that tax rates, even in the next 10 years, will be dramatically higher than they are today. We're also going to be talking about how you can protect your hard-earned retirement savings in the face of those higher tax rates. For starters, let's lay a little foundation. Why do I believe tax rates are going up? Well, to better understand that, I think it's instructive to look at the history of tax rates in our country. We know that the last 2 years of World War II, the highest marginal tax bracket was 94%. And that was for any dollar you made above and beyond $200,000. Now, $200,000 back then was a pretty big deal. It was about $3.2 million in today's dollars. Well, can you even think of anybody back then that made that type of money? Well, there was an actor who later became a politician. Can you think of who that was? That's right, Ronald Reagan. If you study Ronald Reagan's biography, he talks about how he never made more than two movies in a year. Reason being, he made about $100,000 per movie, and any dollar he made above and beyond $200,000, he only kept 6 cents on the dollar. And truth be told, he didn't even get to keep that 6 cents. Who do you think got that 6 cents? Well, the state of California to pay for state tax. So it literally did not make sense for Ronald Reagan to work past the month of June. Well, let's fast forward to the decade of the 70s. What was the worst federal marginal tax bracket you could pay throughout the entire decade of the 70s? Well, this is easy to remember. Throughout the entire decade of the 70s, worst tax rate you could pay was 70%. Once again, for any dollar you made above and beyond $200,000. Now let's fast forward to today. What is the highest marginal tax bracket today? The tax rate at which Bill Gates pays taxes on most of his earned income? 37%. I give my workshops all across the country, routinely ask rooms full of people, how bad are taxes today? 37%. How bad does that stack up to what we've experienced in the past? And you know what some people say? They'll say it's terrible, horrible, as bad as it's ever been. What's the truth? The truth is that tax rates today are just about as low as we've seen in our lifetime. However, something is going to happen to that tax bracket. January 1st, 2026, what's going to happen to that tax bracket? Is it going to go up or down? It's going to go up. What's it going to go up to? It's going to go up to 39.6. And guess what? In order for that to happen, all Congress has to do is nothing. Is Congress pretty good at doing nothing? You bet they are. Well, is 39.6 enough to keep me awake at night? It's not. Why? Because 39.6 is what tax rates were throughout the entire decade of the 90s. You guys remember how the stock market was doing in the 90s? It was doing great. In fact, if you dropped $100,000 into the S&P 500 in 1990, took a nap for 9 years, woke up in 1999, what would that $100,000 have been worth? It would have been worth $600,000. So your money would have sextupled during the decade of the 90s alone. So again, not enough to keep me awake at night. The real question I have for you, however, is this. What is likely to happen to tax rates beyond 2026 as we move forward in time to 2028, 2030, and beyond? What does your gut tell you? Are tax rates down the road likely to be higher or lower than 39.6? Well, for those of you who think that it's going to be higher than 39.6, you got to ask yourself, why? What will we be spending money on as a country that would literally force tax rates to go up? What are the big ticket items? Well, we got to start off with the debt. And you know what? We just hit $30 trillion. It's not so much the debt, it's the interest on that debt, the cost of renting the money that we've already spent. Now, what's driving that debt? What are the big ticket items? Well, we talked about Medicare, we talked about Medicaid, Social Security, the CARES Act. You know, the CARES Act, COVID-19 blew a massive hole in our economy. And we got to build a bridge. We had to build a bridge across that hole in that economy, and that cost about $6 trillion. So we increased the national debt by $6 trillion. It usually takes us 6 years to accumulate that type of debt. We did it all in the course of a single year, and that's because of COVID-19. The next one I like to talk about is pensions. You know, the other day I was talking to a lady. I said, hey, what happens to your pension If your company goes broke, she says, ah, don't worry, Dave. No matter what happens to my company, the federal government guarantees that I will always receive 2/3 of my pension every year till I die. Folks, that's what we call an unfunded obligation. What's an unfunded obligation? It's a promise the federal government's made that they can't afford to keep. By the way, you're listening to the Power Zero Show with David McKnight. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 844-574-1400, or you can head over to thepowerofzeroshow.com. So some people say that the unfunded obligations in our country are about $120 trillion, but there's actually a very famous economist by the name of Dr. Larry Kotlikoff. He's a PhD out of Boston University, foremost expert in the world on what we call fiscal gap accounting. And what he's done is he projects out over the next 75 years everything that we've promised to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, interest on the national debt, and he projects out over that same time period what we can actually afford to deliver under today's tax rates, and he says, you know what? If you have a difference between those two numbers, then your country has a fiscal gap, and that's its true national debt. He says the true national debt is not $30 trillion. It's not even $120 trillion. He says it's much closer to $239 trillion. So what does that mean? That means that we would have $239 trillion sitting in a bank account today, earning treasury rates to be able to deliver on everything that we promised that we can't afford to pay. So what's driving all this debt? What's driving that debt? What's driving these unfunded obligations? Well, let's start with Social Security. To understand why Social Security is such a big deal, we sort of give you a quick little quiz. In what year was Social Security founded? Well, it was rolled out in 1935 as a linchpin of the New Deal, as the hallmark of the Roosevelt administration. And when Social Security first started out, how many workers were putting money into that program for every one person that took money out? Well, the ratio was 42 to 1. You had 42 workers putting money in for every one person that took money out. And back then, how old did you have to be to draw on Social Security? Well, you couldn't touch it until 65. Well, any idea what the average life expectancy was back then? It was only 62. So they didn't even anticipate that the average person would live long enough to ever draw on Social Security. If you were lucky enough to make it to 65, how long did you draw on Social Security before you tipped over dead? Well, only a couple of years. So in summary, when Social Security first started out, you had all these people putting money in, hardly anybody taking money out. And when they took it out for 2 years, then they died. Folks, was Social Security pretty solvent back then? You bet it was. It was set up to last forever. And then something happened. Soldiers came home from World War II, and they started to do something at a rate at which they'd never done it before. What'd they start doing? That's right. They started to have babies. In fact, they had about 78 million of those babies. We call that the baby boomer generation. So as it turns out, my mom was one of the very first baby boomers in our country. She was born in 1946. Last one was born in 64. So we had 18 years of unprecedented procreation. Now, here's the problem. Baby boomers didn't have nearly as many children as their parents did. In fact, they had 30 million fewer children. So if you were to ask yourself today, how many workers are putting money into Social Security for every one person that takes money out, what does that ratio look like today? Well, it's much closer to 3 to 1. In another 10 years, it's going to be closer to 2 to 1. And what's the earliest you can draw on Social Security today? Well, you can actually tap into it as early as age 62. And if you start at 62, how long will you continue to draw on Social Security before you tip over dead? Try 23 years until age 85. So the long and the short of it is Social Security is a lot different today than it was when it started out. It started out as insurance against living too long, and it slowly morphed into a pension program that covers us for nearly a quarter of our lives. All right, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about why all of this has led some experts to believe that tax rates have to double in the next 10 years just to keep our country solvent. Now, if you want to shield yourself against the impact of higher tax rates, head over to thepowerzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 and opt in for a complimentary strategy session. During that session, we're going to run a before and after comparison for you that basically shows three different projections. First projection says, hey, look, if you keep on doing exactly what you're doing, you don't change a thing, and tax rates stay about where they are today, how long will your money last? We'll show you the year in which your money runs out. And then we're going to run a second projection that says, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you don't change a thing, and tax rates double, How much sooner will you run out of money? And plot spoiler, it's about 10 to 12 years faster. Then we're going to run a final comparison that says that if you implement all the strategies we suggest that you implement, we can get you at or near the 0% tax bracket. How much longer will your money last? By the way, why do we love the 0% tax bracket so much? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still zero. We'll be right back.
The U.S. government has made trillions of dollars in promises for Social Security and Medicare that they can't afford to pay. Some say that taxes will have to rise dramatically as a result. What would that mean for your quality of life, especially in retirement? David McKnight, financial strategist and author of the national best-selling Power of Zero, has helped thousands of Americans create a roadmap that can dramatically reduce or eliminate taxes completely. To schedule a complimentary strategy session, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call David at 844-574-1400. Again, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to schedule a complimentary strategy session. Remember, it's your money, and with David's guidance, you can build a personalized tax-free retirement game plan. Call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com now to get started. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know the national debt just hit $30 trillion? Do you realize that the higher the debt goes, the more likely your taxes will go up? Don't let tax increases erode your retirement income. Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com to schedule a personalized strategy session with national best-selling author David McKnight or call 844-574-1400. The strategies in David's book, The Power of Zero, will teach you how to shield your retirement savings from the impact of higher taxes so that no matter how high taxes go, you'll have confidence your retirement savings will be protected. It's not too late to transform your retirement. With David's help, you can develop a roadmap that puts you on the path to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Don't think this is possible? Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to sign up for a no-obligation complimentary strategy session with David McKnight. He will help you develop a customized roadmap that puts you on the road to the 0% tax bracket. There's no need to overpay in taxes on your retirement savings. It's your money, and the right strategy could put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet. Book your strategy session today to create your personalized plan to protect your retirement savings from the impact of rising taxes. There is absolutely no obligation. Get to the 0% tax bracket by calling 844-574-1400 today or going to thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Best-selling author David McKnight recognizes that taxes are likely to be your single greatest expense in retirement. By implementing a proactive strategy today, you could eliminate those taxes and put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet while shielding yourself from higher taxes down the road. To begin your journey towards the zero tax bracket in retirement, call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com. Why is the zero tax percent bracket so powerful? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still zero. Call 844-574-1400 or visit thepowerofzeroshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of The Mike Gallagher Show here on WWTC The Patriot. The tax train is coming, and if you're not protected, it can derail your retirement plans. If you currently have a 401k or IRA, Uncle Sam could take a big bite out of your retirement savings unnecessarily. David McKnight, retirement strategist, author of the national best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and host of the Power of Zero radio show, can help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement. You've earned it. You've saved it. Now protect it by going to thepowerofzeroshow.com or by calling 844-574-1400. His strategies have helped thousands of Americans get on the road to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Think you can't protect your savings from runaway government spending and taxes? Think again. A solid plan could save you hundreds of thousands in retirement. Book your personalized session today with David. Call 844-574-1400 or online, thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
More taxes, please, said no one. Ever. But the good news is we're back with more of the Power of Zero show. Here's David.
Welcome back to the Power of Zero show. This is your host, David McKnight. We're going to begin this segment by talking about a very important person by the name of David Walker. Now, David Walker was what we call the Comptroller General of the federal government. What does that mean? That means he was the head of the Government Accountability Office. He's on the board of Social Security. He's the nation's chief auditor. He was basically the CPA of the USA. And he did that for 10 years under Bush and Clinton. So he's basically a very centrist, tell-it-like-it-is sort of a guy. The reason I tell you this is because David Walker knows more about the fiscal condition of our country than just about anyone else on the planet. And he took one look at the books and he said, hey, we have promised way more than we can afford to pay. He says, you think Social Security is bad? He says, Medicare is five times more expensive. He said, to be able to deliver on these two promises alone, he said, we would have to double taxes immediately. He said that back in 2008. He said, you don't have to double taxes immediately, but for every year that you postpone doubling taxes, the national debt will grow by $2 trillion per year on average, each and every year until we hit this magical moment in our country when we have $53 trillion of debt. Folks, what's wrong with a country that has $53 trillion of debt? Well, did you know that if we had $53 trillion of debt, that all of the revenue flowing into the U.S. Treasury at that point would only be enough to pay the interest on all that debt, let alone any principal, let alone a single dollar for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, or anything else we talked about in the last segment. David Walker was so concerned about this that in 2008, he resigned and started to crisscross the country, raising the warning cry to whoever would listen. In 2010, he wrote a book called Come Back America, in which he sort of diagnoses the problem. And he appeared on NPR to talk about his book, and he told the radio show hostess, he said, hey, look, tax rates have to double or we're going to go broke. And she didn't believe him. So he says, look, I can give you one four-letter word to explain why tax rates have to double. And she couldn't figure out what it was. So they opened up the phone lines and people started to call in. And nobody could guess the four-letter word that explains why tax rates have to double. They heard debt, kids, jobs, fear, wars. One guy even said health. I said, no, no, it's definitely not that. So what is that four-letter word that explains why tax rates have to double? David Walker says it's math, M-A-T-H, math. What does David Walker mean by math? Well, basically, what he's saying, look, if this is like your own personal household, if you're spending $10,000 but you only have $5,000 coming in, you can either double what's coming in, cut in half what's going out, or some combination of the two. It's simple math. I remember I was given a presentation 2 days before midterm elections in Wisconsin, and a little city called Fond du Lac. And I remember when I was done, everyone came up to me at the end and they said, Dave, who should we vote for? Who should we vote for? And I, you know, never felt so powerful. And I said, you know what? It doesn't matter who you vote for because whoever gets elected is going to inherit a math problem, the solution to which involves either doubling taxes, reducing spending by half, or some combination of the two. It's simple math. Well, how many of you guys watch cartoons? Well, if you do, you've probably at some point in time seen the Roadrunner. Well, who is always trying to kill the Roadrunner? Well, it's the coyote, right? Wile E. Coyote, super genius. Well, a couple of years ago, I was watching the Roadrunner, and in this particular episode, the coyote was trying to kill the Roadrunner, and he was building a bomb with which to do so. And remember what company makes his bombs? That's right, Acme. So he's building a bomb made by Acme inside a shed that was also made by Acme. And he was so focused and intent on finishing this bomb that he didn't realize that the Roadrunner had pushed his shed onto a train track. Maybe you've seen the episode. And he was so focused and intent on finishing this bomb that he also didn't realize until the last possible moment that there was a huge freight train bearing down on him. Now, very important question, most important question I'm going to breach this hour. If you found yourselves on a train track with a huge freight train bearing down on you, what would you do? Well, you get out of the way, you jump off the tracks, you haul yourself to safety. Well, let's go back to the coyote. The coyote sees this huge freight train buried down on him, and instead of jumping out of the way, what does he do? He simply pulls down the window shade, thinking that the act of doing so would make the problem go away. Did the problem go away? No, there's a huge explosion, and does the coyote ever really die? No, it's frustrating. You can see him sort of once the smoke cleared, you could see him sort of limping off screen, very much the worse for wear. Well, why are we talking about the Roadrunner today in this segment? Well, as Americans who do most of our saving for retirement in what we call tax-deferred vehicles like 401ks and IRAs, we have a very real freight train that's bearing down on us. And it's bearing down on us in the form of higher taxes. So we got a couple of choices of what we can do about it. We can pretend like the problem doesn't really exist. We can pretend like the math to which David Walker refers doesn't really add up, but isn't that a little bit like pulling down that window shade? Or we can implement some strategies starting right now, starting this year, that can help remove us from the train tracks, thereby insulating and buffering us from the impact of higher taxes. By the way, you're listening to the Power of Zero show with Dave McKnight. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call 844-574-1400 or head over to thepowerofzeroshow.com. Okay, well, as you know, there's literally millions of different types of investments out there. There's all sorts of different ways to save for retirement, but I'm here to tell you that no matter where you invest your dollars for retirement, all of those investments basically fit into only three types of accounts. How's that for easy? There's only three basic types of accounts within which to save money for retirement. And today we're going to talk about these accounts in terms of buckets of money. The first bucket we're going to talk about is what we call a taxable bucket, meaning every year as your money grows, you get to pay a tax. What are some examples of some taxable investments? These are things you've heard of before: savings accounts, CDs, money markets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You guys get the idea. Now, how can you tell if you have a taxable investment? Well, every year at the end of the year, the financial institution sends you that little love letter. It's called a 1099. It says, hey, your money grew so much, now you got to give a portion of that growth back to the IRS in the form of taxes. So the 1099 is the tip-off. So generally speaking, the growth on the money in this bucket is 100% taxable. Well, if that's the case, why do we even have these types of investments? Well, we have them because generally speaking, they can be very liquid. What does liquid mean? It means accessible. You can convert it to cash, which means that they make for great emergency funds. What do financial experts tell us about how much money we should have in emergency funds? Well, it's like the one number they can actually agree upon: 6 months worth of basic living expenses. Having said that, can you have too much money in your taxable bucket? Absolutely. We see it all the time. We see the couple who lived through the Depression. They shuffle into my office. They say, Dave, we got nine CDs for $100,000 each sitting in nine different banks, and we think we may be paying too much in tax. Are they paying too much in tax? Absolutely, because you can have too much money in your taxable bucket. So what we're looking for in this bucket is, you know, you can have too much from a tax efficiency standpoint, but you can have not enough from an emergency fund standpoint. So what we're looking for in the taxable bucket is just the right amount. And just the right amount is 6 months worth of basic living expenses. Second bucket is what we call the tax-deferred bucket, meaning you don't pay taxes as your money grows. When you pay the tax at the very end, when you take the money out. Examples, you've heard of these before: 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, SEP simples. Now, all these different accounts have different rules that apply to them, but generally speaking, they all have two things in common. First thing they have in common, generally speaking, is when you put money in, you get a tax deduction. So for example, you make $100,000 per year, you put $10,000 into your 401k, your adjusted gross income becomes $90,000. Pretty straightforward. Second thing they have in common is the manner in which they're taxed upon distribution. Now, the IRS has a special word that they use to characterize this income when you take it out. What do they call this income when you take it out? They call it ordinary income. Ordinary income. So what does that mean? That means that when you put money into your 401k, all you really did is defer the receipt of that income until some point much further down the road. And when you take the money out, at what rate are you taxed? Well, at whatever tax rates happen to be in the year you take that money out. So folks, isn't that a little bit like going into a business partnership with the IRS, and every year the IRS gets to vote on what percentage of your profits they get to keep? Does that sound like a good business partnership? So you could have $1 million in your IRA, but unless you can accurately predict what tax rates are going to be in the year you take that money out, do you really know how much money you have? And the answer is no, and it's hard to plan for retirement if you don't know how much money you have. Well, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the tax-free bucket and how it can help shield you from the impact of higher taxes. And in the meantime, if you'd like a no-obligation strategy session, head over to thepowerzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400. And during that no-obligation strategy session, we're going to run a before and after comparison. That comparison is going to have three different projections. First projection basically says, hey, keep on doing what you're doing. Don't change a thing. Tax rates stay about where they are. How long will your money last? We'll run a second comparison that says, keep on doing what you're doing. Tax rates double. How much sooner will you run out of money? And we'll run a final comparison that says, if we can get you at or near the 0% tax bracket, how much longer can your money last? By the way, why do we love the 0% tax bracket? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still 0. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here on WWTC The Patriot. The tax train is coming, and if you're not protected, it can derail your retirement plans. If you currently have a 401k or IRA, Uncle Sam could take a big bite out of your retirement savings unnecessarily. David McKnight, retirement strategist, author of the national best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and host of the Power of Zero radio show, can help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement. You've earned it, you've saved it, now protect it by going to thepowerofzeroshow.com or by calling 844-574-1400. His strategies have helped thousands of Americans get on the road to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Think you can't protect your savings from runaway government spending and taxes? Think again. A solid plan could save you hundreds of thousands in retirement. Book your personalized session today with David. Call 844-574-1400 or online, thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Best-selling author David McKnight recognizes that taxes are likely to be your single greatest expense in retirement. By implementing a proactive strategy today, you could eliminate those taxes and put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet while shielding yourself from higher taxes down the road. To begin your journey towards the zero tax bracket in retirement, call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com. Why is the zero tax percent bracket so powerful? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still zero. Call 844-574-1400 or visit thepowerofzeroshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know the national debt just hit $30 trillion? Do you realize that the higher the debt goes, the more likely your taxes will go up? Don't let tax increases erode your retirement income. Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com to schedule a personalized strategy session with national best-selling author David McKnight. Or call 844-574-1400. The strategies in David's book, The Power of Zero, will teach you how to shield your retirement savings from the impact of higher taxes so that no matter how high taxes go, you'll have confidence your retirement savings will be protected. It's not too late to transform your retirement. With David's help, you can develop a roadmap that puts you on the path to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Don't think this is possible? Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to sign up for a no-obligation, complimentary strategy session with David McKnight. He will help you develop a customized roadmap that puts you on the road to the 0% tax bracket. There's no need to overpay in taxes on your retirement savings. It's your money, and the right strategy could put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet. Book your strategy session today to create your personalized plan to protect your retirement savings from the impact of rising taxes. There is absolutely no obligation. Get to the 0% tax bracket by calling 844-574-1400 today or going to thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
The U.S. government has made trillions of dollars in promises for Social Security and Medicare that they can't afford to pay. Some say that taxes will have to rise dramatically as a result. What would that mean for your quality of life, especially in retirement? David McKnight, financial strategist and author of the national best-selling Power of Zero, has helped thousands of Americans create a roadmap that can dramatically reduce or eliminate taxes completely. To schedule a complimentary strategy session, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call David at 844-574-1400. Again, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to schedule a complimentary strategy session. Remember, it's your money, and with David's guidance, you can build a personalized tax-free retirement game plan. Call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com now to get started. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Just say no to taxes in retirement. Because money is a terrible thing to waste. We're back with more of the Power of Zero Show.
Welcome back to the Power of Zero Show. This is your host, David McKnight. We're going to begin this segment by talking about the tax-free bucket. In the last segment, we talked about the taxable and tax-deferred buckets. We'll dedicate this segment to the tax-free bucket. Now, I got to warn you, there's lots of investments out there that masquerade as tax-free, but I'm here to tell you to be truly tax-free, it's got to qualify in two different ways. First way is it's got to really be tax-free. And when I say tax-free, I'm talking free from three different types of taxes. We're talking federal tax, estate tax, and capital gains tax. Now, you've probably heard of something called municipal bonds. We've been told for years and years and years that municipal bonds are truly tax-free. Well, let's take a look at it. Are they free from federal tax? Well, they actually are free from federal tax, but are they free from state tax? Well, only some of the time. So let's say I live in Wisconsin and I buy a municipal bond from Illinois. Would the state of Wisconsin give me a tax break for that? And the answer is no, I'm not benefiting the municipality in which I live. And let's say I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. So I buy a mutual fund of municipal bonds. That mutual fund appreciates in value and I sell it at a gain. Will I pay capital gains tax on that mutual fund sale? Absolutely. So an investment that we've been told for years and years and years is tax-free doesn't meet our first basic test. And the second thing I'm looking for in a true tax-free investment is when you take distributions, it should not count as provisional income. Now, if you don't know what provisional income is, don't feel badly. I've given a presentation to a group of CPAs a couple of years ago, about 100 of them. I said, how many of you guys have heard of the phrase provisional income? Well, how many hands do you think went up? Only two. Only two of those CPAs recognize the phrase provisional income, which is scary because what's provisional income? That's the income the IRS tracks to determine if they are going to tax your Social Security. Well, what counts as provisional income? Well, any 1099s coming out of your taxable bucket count as provisional income. Any distributions at all coming out of your tax-deferred bucket count as provisional income. And one half of your Social Security counts as provisional income. So let's say that because of your distributions from your 401k or IRA, you now have a $5,000 hole in your Social Security. You got a $5,000 tax on your Social Security. Well, how do you think most Americans go about plugging that hole in their Social Security? You guessed it, by taking more money out of their 401ks and IRAs. So here's a scenario for you. Let's say that what David Walker says comes true and tax rates go up to 50% to keep our country solvent. How much money would you have to take out of your IRA to be able to pay that 50% tax to the IRS and then be left over with $5,000 with which you can then plug the hole in your Social Security? That's $10,000. So why do I even bring this stuff up? I bring it up because I've done the math 100 times in 100 different ways on 100 different clients. And this is what I've concluded. I have concluded that when your Social Security gets taxed, you run out of money 5 to 7 years faster than people who do not have their Social Security taxed. Why? Because the act of compensating for Social Security taxation forces you to spend down all your other assets that much faster. By the way, when you take interest off your municipal bonds, does that count as provisional income? You bet it does. So like I told you, an investment that we've been told for years and years and years is truly tax-free, doesn't count, doesn't meet either of our basic tests when it comes to a true tax-free investment. By the way, you're listening to the Power Zero Show with David McKnight. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call at 844-574-1400 or head over to thepowerzeroshow.com. Now, there are six different types of truly tax-free investments that make up part of our comprehensive approach to shielding your retirement assets from the impact of higher taxes. And the idea here is we want to take advantage of every nook and cranny in the IRS tax code. All of these tax-free investments are unique, and they all do something slightly different than the others. So you have to think about how they work together into a comprehensive tax-free retirement strategy. So the first stream of tax-free income that we're going to talk about is the Roth IRA. Now, the Roth IRA is one of my very favorite streams of tax-free income. You can put in $6,000 per year if you're younger than 50. You can put in $7,000 per year if you're over age 50. It does have some contribution limits. If you make north of $214,000 of modified adjusted gross income, you can no longer contribute to a Roth IRA. But the Roth IRA has a quality, has an attribute that makes it different than all of the other tax-free streams of income we're going to talk about today. Namely, that you have 100% liquidity on whatever you put in. Whatever you put in, you can take out at your leisure. So it's got a lot of liquidity, so you don't have to feel like when you put that money in, you're locking it up forever. The second stream of tax-free income is the Roth 401k. You can put in $20,500 if you're younger than 50. You can put in $27,000 if you're over age 50. That's the catch-up provision. Now, one of the things that makes the Roth 401k very unique is it typically companies that provide Roth 401ks also provide company matches. So none of the other streams of tax-free income that we're going to talk about today give you free money. And you should absolutely take advantage of the Roth 401k, particularly because companies are willing to give you that inducement to do so, that free money, that company match. Now, the third stream of tax-free income we're going to talk about is a Roth conversion. And the thing that makes a Roth conversion so unique is it gives you an unlimited capacity to shift money from your tax-deferred bucket to your tax-free bucket. I've done a podcast where I talk about how Mitt Romney, who's rumored to have $100 million or more in his IRA, should really shift that money to the tax-free bucket by way of a Roth conversion. So there's no limits on how much you can shift from tax-deferred to tax-free by way of that Roth conversion. So the Roth conversion can really become one of the workhorses in your tax-free retirement strategy. The next stream of tax-free income are required minimum distributions. Now, we know that if you can take advantage of the Roth conversion and you can whittle down that IRA low enough that by the time you reach age 72, required minimum distributions coming out of that IRA can be equal to or less than your standard deduction in retirement. And what does that mean? That means that your distributions from your IRA can be 100% tax-free. So how do you like the sound of that? You got a deduction on the front end, you grew that money tax-deferred, and then you took that money out tax-free. So technically, your IRA can also be a stream of tax-free income. And we also know that if you can keep your provisional income low enough, you can stay below your provisional income thresholds, then your Social Security can also be tax-free. Social Security is great because the longer you live, the better it gets, right? It shields you from longevity risk, inflation risk, sequence of return risk. None of the other streams of tax-free income that we've talked about so far can do that. And the last stream of tax-free income we're going to talk about is what I talk about in Chapter 5 of my book, The Power Zero, the LIRP, or the Life Insurance Retirement Plan. Now, these types of cash value insurance policies can grow tax-free, and you can take that money out tax-free, but they can be especially powerful when it comes to mitigating the risks of long-term care, and we're going to talk about that more in the next segment. By the way, what would it be like to have six streams of tax-free income, none of which show up on the IRS's radar, but all of which contribute to you being in the 0% tax bracket? Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk more about that LIRP that we discussed, how it helps you cover your long-term care expenses without all the heartburn associated with traditional long-term care insurance. By the way, if you want to shield yourself against the impact of higher taxes, head over to thepowerzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 and opt in for a complimentary strategy session. And during that session, we are going to run a before and after comparison that basically has three different projections. That first projection says, hey, if you keep on doing exactly what you're doing, you don't change a thing, tax rates stay about where they are today, how long will your money last? And then we're going to run a second comparison that says, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you don't change a thing, and tax rates double, how much sooner will you run out of money? And plot spoilers, about 10 to 12 years faster. And then we'll run a final comparison that says, hey, if we can get you at or near the 0% tax bracket, how much longer can your money last? And guess what? If your money lasts 5 to 7 years longer, you spend an extra $1.5 million along the way, I think at that point, it's worth looking into. By the way, why do we love the 0% tax bracket? We love the 0% tax bracket because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still zero. We'll be right back.
Best-selling author David McKnight recognizes that taxes are likely to be your single greatest expense in retirement. By implementing a proactive strategy today, you could eliminate those taxes and put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet while shielding yourself from higher taxes down the road. To begin your journey towards the zero tax bracket in retirement, call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com. Why is the zero tax percent bracket so powerful? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still zero. Call 844-574-1400 or visit thepowerofzeroshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know the national debt just hit $30 trillion? Do you realize that the higher the debt goes, the more likely your taxes will go up? Don't let tax increases erode your retirement income. Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com to schedule a personalized strategy session with national best-selling author David McKnight, or call 844-574-1400. The strategies in David's book, The Power of Zero, will teach you how to shield your retirement savings from the impact of higher taxes so that no matter how high taxes go, you'll have confidence your retirement savings will be protected. It's not too late to transform your retirement. With David's help, you can develop a roadmap that puts you on the path to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Don't think this is possible? Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to sign up for a no-obligation, complimentary strategy session with David McKnight. He will help you develop a customized roadmap that puts you on the road to the 0% tax bracket. There's no need to overpay in taxes on your retirement savings. It's your money, and the right strategy could put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet. Book your strategy session today to create your personalized plan to protect your retirement savings from the impact of rising taxes. There is absolutely no obligation. Get to the 0% tax bracket by calling 844-574-1400 today or going to thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here on WWTC The Patriot. The tax train is coming, and if you're not protected, it can derail your retirement plans. If you currently have a 401k or IRA, Uncle Sam could take a big bite out of your retirement savings unnecessarily. David McKnight, retirement strategist, author of the national best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and host of the Power of Zero radio show, can help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement. You've earned it. You've saved it. Now protect it by going to thepowerofzeroshow.com or by calling 844-574-1400. His strategies have helped thousands of Americans get on the road to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Think you can't protect your savings from runaway government spending and taxes? Think again. A solid plan could save you hundreds of thousands in retirement. Book your personalized session today with David. Call 844-574-1400 or online, thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
The U.S. government has made trillions of dollars in promises for Social Security and Medicare that they can't afford to pay. Some say that taxes will have to rise dramatically as a result. What would that mean for your quality of life, especially in retirement? David McKnight, financial strategist and author of the national best-selling Power of Zero, has helped thousands of Americans create a roadmap that can dramatically reduce or eliminate taxes completely. To schedule a complimentary strategy session, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call David at 844-574-1400. Again, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to schedule a complimentary strategy session. Remember, it's your money, and with David's guidance, you can build a personalized tax-free retirement game plan. Call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com now to get started. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
0.0. Not a great grade point average, but a pretty cool tax bracket. Here's David McKnight and the Power of Zero Show.
Welcome back to the Power of Zero Show. This is your host, David McKnight. We're going to begin the segment by talking about how to mitigate the risk of long-term care without all the heartburn that goes along with a traditional long-term care insurance. Now, usually when I'm sitting across from a client, we'll call Mr. or Mrs. Jones, I have the following dialogue. I'll look across the table at Mr. Jones, and I'll say, Mr. Jones, you know I love you, right? And he'll say, yeah, Dave, I know you love me. I'll say, I do love you, but you're better off dying than needing long-term care. And he'll look sort of shocked and say, well, why is that? And I'll say, well, at least if you died, Mrs. Jones here is beneficiary on all of your retirement accounts. So while we would miss you terribly, life for her is going to carry on relatively unchanged. However, if you don't die, if you almost die and end up needing long-term care, then everything that she was planning on living on in retirement now gets earmarked for the long-term care facility. And what does she get to keep? She gets to keep one house, one car, a minimum monthly maintenance needs allowance of about $2,500 roughly per month, depending on the state, and about $130,000 of cash. So what was shaping up to be a perfectly rosy retirement for Mrs. Jones turns into basic bare-bones subsistence type living. And of course, the converse is true if Mrs. Jones ends up needing long-term care. Now, my experience tells me that people want to shield themselves against the effects of long-term care or the risks of long-term care, but not if it's going to be through the traditional lose-it-or-use-it long-term care insurance approach. And that is where I think the LIRP, or the Life Insurance Retirement Plan that we discussed in the last segment, can come into play. So let's spend a few minutes talking about what is an LIRP. Again, this is Chapter 5 of my book, The Power of Zero. Now, the LIRP is a bucket of money that gets treated differently for tax purposes than anything else we've talked about so far. And what happens with that bucket is you put money in. As your money grows, your bucket begins to fill. Only the IRS says that the growth on the money in that bucket is going to be treated under a different section of the IRS tax code than anything else we've talked about so far. What does that section of the IRS tax code say? It says that you can touch your money pre-59 and a half without penalty. Can you do that in your IRA or 401k? No, you cannot. They're going to tell you that as your money grows, you receive no 1099s. What does that mean? That means no tax as your money grows. And they're also going to tell you that when you take the money out, when you take it out the right way, it is not going to show up as reportable income on your tax return. What does that mean? That means it's tax-free and does not count as provisional income. They're also going to tell you that there are no contribution limits. Remember what we said the contribution limits with the Roth IRA were? $6,000 per year if you're younger than age 50, $7,000 if you're over age 50. Well, folks, I got clients that put $50 a month into their LIRP. I've got clients that put in $200,000 per year and everywhere in between. There are no limits on how much you can put into the LIRP. They're also going to tell you that there are no income limitations. Can Bill Gates, for example, do a Roth IRA? No. He makes too much money. Like I said, you make north of $214,000 in modified adjusted gross income, you can no longer do a Roth IRA. That rule does not apply to this particular bucket. They're also going to tell you that if history serves as a model, there may be no legislative risk. Here's an example. They changed the rules on this bucket three different times in 82, 84, and 88. And every single time they changed the rule, they simply said, whoever has the bucket before the rule changes gets to keep it and continue to put money into it under the old rule for the rest of their lives. What do we call that kind of a clause? That's right, it's a grandfather clause. Well, usually right about now, people say, well, gosh, Dave, this is like the perfect investment. This is like the alignment of the stars. Why not just put all my money into there? Well, first of all, is it ever a good idea to put all your eggs into any one basket? And the answer is, of course not. But not only that, the IRS says if they're going to give you the benefit of an unlimited bucket of tax-free dollars, they're going to require that there be a cost of admission. They're going to require that there be a spigot attached to the side of that bucket through which flows on a monthly basis some expenses. And what do those expenses go towards? They go towards the cost of term life insurance. Term life insurance. Now, usually at this point, people say, I'm rapidly approaching retirement. My kids have moved out. My house is paid off. Do I really need term life insurance? Not all that high on my wish list. And that's true. And so the companies that sponsor these programs recognize that. So they've done something to sweeten the pot. They simply say that in the event that somewhere down the road you should need long-term care, they will give you your death benefit while you're alive for the purpose of paying for it. Here's an example. Let's say you got a death benefit of $400,000. You wake up one day, you can no longer feed yourself, bathe yourself, transfer yourself, what have you. You can find one doctor to write one letter to that effect. They will start sending you 25% of that death benefit or $100,000 per year every year for 4 years for the purpose of paying for long-term care. Now, they may discount that number slightly based on the age in which you received the benefit, but the point is this, they're willing to give you your death benefit while you're alive for the purpose of paying for long-term care. Now, I don't know if you've ever looked into traditional long-term care insurance, but it's getting more and more expensive all the time. Not only that, but you could live to be 120, but if you have a bad back, a bad knee, a bad hip, you may not even get accepted. And what happens if you pay for 30 years and die peacefully in your sleep, never having used it? Do they send you all your money back at the end? No, it goes to pay for someone else's benefit, and that can be a source of heartburn for a lot of different people. This is different because should you die peacefully in your sleep 30 years from now, never having needed long-term care, someone's still getting a death benefit, probably your kid. So there isn't that sensation of having paid for something you hope you never have to use. By the way, you're listening to the Power of Zero show with David McKnight. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call us at 844-574-1400 or head over to thepowerofzeroshow.com. All right, so for those of you who are taking notes as you drive along in your car or what have you, let me give you five takeaways from today's show. Number one, tax rates in the future are likely to be dramatically higher than they are today. Mathematically speaking, we are beyond the point of no return. Number two, the only way to truly insulate yourself from the impact of higher tax rates is to get to the 0% tax bracket. Why? Because if you're in the 0% tax bracket and tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still 0. And third takeaway is this. You know, I've been doing this for over 23 years. I've helped put thousands of Americans on the road to the 0% tax bracket. I've noticed something very interesting. It is nearly impossible to get to the 0% tax bracket by utilizing just one stream of tax-free income. You can't likely get there, for example, by simply contributing to a Roth IRA. You can't get there by simply owning an LIRP. To get to the 0% tax bracket typically requires between 4 and 6 different streams of tax-free income, none of which show up on the IRS's radar, but all of which contribute to you being in the 0% tax bracket. Takeaway number 4 is that we know that as of 2018, January 1st, 2018, tax rates went on sale. Okay? Here's the rub. That tax sale has an expiration date, December 31st, 2025. What does that mean? That means that every year between now and 2026 represents a little mini window of opportunity within which to take advantage of historically low tax rates. And every year that goes by where you fail to take advantage of historically low tax rates is potentially a year beyond 2026 when you could be forced to pay the highest tax rates you're likely to see in your lifetime. And the final takeaway is that all of this is really, really good news for you. And let me illustrate with a quick story. You know, not long ago, a lady came up to me at the end of one of my live presentations and she says, "Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. Now I'm in a really bad mood." And I said, "Why are you in such a bad mood?" And she says, "Because I got all my money in the tax deferred bucket." And I said, "Let me see if I understand this right. You contributed money to your tax deferred bucket at a period in time when tax rates were much higher than they are today. You got a deduction at those higher rates for doing so. And now you have a 4-year period of time during which to take advantage of historically low tax rates so you can get all those tax-deferred assets systematically repositioned to tax-free so that by the time tax rates potentially double over time, you've done all the heavy lifting. You can then take that money out tax-free." I said, "Is that why you're in such a bad mood?" And she says, "Well, gosh, Dave, I never really thought about it that way." So my question for you listeners is this. How is this story going to end for you? Well, I would submit that so long as you take advantage of the next 4 years of historically low tax rates, that you get to determine how much of your hard-earned money that you get to spend. By the way, if you want to shield yourself against the impact of higher taxes, head over to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 and opt in for a complimentary, no-obligation strategy session. During that strategy session, we're going to run a before and after comparison that has 3 different projections. First projection says, keep on doing exactly what you're doing. Don't change a thing. How long is your money going to last? We'll show you the year in which your money runs out. Then we're going to run a second comparison that says, keep on doing what you're doing. Don't change a thing and tax rates double. How much sooner will you run out of money? Plot spoiler, it's about 10 to 12 years faster. Then we're going to run a third comparison that says, if we can get you at or near the 0% tax bracket, how much longer can your money last? And guess what? If your money lasts 5 to 7 years longer, you spend an extra $1.5 million along the way, it's probably worth looking into. By the way, why do we love the 0% tax bracket so much? Because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still 0. Well, thanks for joining me on the Power Zero Show today. We will look forward to seeing you same time next week.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here on WWTC The Patriot. The tax train is coming, and if you're not protected, it can derail your retirement plans. If you currently have a 401k or IRA, Uncle Sam could take a big bite out of your retirement savings unnecessarily. David McKnight, retirement strategist, author of the national best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and host of the Power of Zero radio show, can help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement. You've earned it. You've saved it. Now protect it by going to thepowerofzeroshow.com or by calling 844-574-1400. His strategies have helped thousands of Americans get on the road to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Think you can't protect your savings from runaway government spending and taxes? Think again. A solid plan could save you hundreds of thousands in retirement. Book your personalized session today with David. Call 844-574-1400 or online, thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know the national debt just hit $30 trillion? Do you realize that the higher the debt goes, the more likely your taxes will go up? Don't let tax increases erode your retirement income. Visit thepowerofzeroshow.com to schedule a personalized strategy session with national best-selling author David McKnight or call 844-574-1400. The strategies in David's book, The Power of Zero, will teach you how to shield your retirement savings from the impact of higher taxes so that no matter how high taxes go, you'll have confidence your retirement savings will be protected. It's not too late to transform your retirement. With David's help, you can develop a roadmap that puts you on the path to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Don't think this is possible? visit thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to sign up for a no-obligation complimentary strategy session with David McKnight. He will help you develop a customized roadmap that puts you on the road to the 0% tax bracket. There's no need to overpay in taxes on your retirement savings. It's your money, and the right strategy could put hundreds of thousands of dollars back in your wallet. Book your strategy session today to create your personalized plan to protect your retirement savings from the impact of rising taxes. There is absolutely no obligation. Get to the 0% tax bracket by calling 844-574-1400 today or going to thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
The U.S. government has made trillions of dollars in promises for Social Security and Medicare that they can't afford to pay. Some say that taxes will have to rise dramatically as a result. What would that mean for your quality of life, especially in retirement? David McKnight, financial strategist and author of the national best-selling Power of Zero, has helped thousands of Americans create a roadmap that can dramatically reduce or eliminate taxes completely. To schedule a complimentary strategy session, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call David at 844-574-1400. Again, go to thepowerofzeroshow.com or call 844-574-1400 to schedule a complimentary strategy session. Remember, it's your money, and with David's guidance, you can build a personalized tax-free retirement game plan. Call 844-574-1400 or go to thepowerofzeroshow.com now to get started. Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.